Could you just give us a medical update on the injured? You love this.
It'll take a while.
It will, actually. So there's no Rondo, there's no Wilcox, there's no Keon, there's no Ray, there's no Pietrus.
Why Pietrus?
Because we just wanted to say no. You know, I don't know. I mean, obviously, it's a shoulder injury. Didn't know it in the game, but heard it last night pretty good. So we'll do an MRI and we'll find out.
Who's the closest to coming back, you think?
Rondo and Dooley. I think I'd be surprised if they didn't play on Thursday.
What's Ray's condition?
As far as I know, everything was negative. He's just not ready to play yet.
So how do you deal with all these absences?
We play the other guys. That's what you do, really. We didn't make a big deal about it in shoot around. We just, you know, the guys we had at the time, we had Pietrus out on the floor, but watching him, I mean, it was absurd that he was out there. Couldn't raise his hand above his ear, so that'd been tough to get a shot off. And I know he would try. But, you know, we'll just try to make do and just play different guys.
Who's your starting backcourt tonight?
Right now is Avery. I just got the news walking out about Pietrus, so Sasha will start because we just want to have more shooting on the floor early. And Paul, J.O., and Kevin.
Doc, talk about this game tonight, the matchup with Orlando. We're just talking about the challenges with the Magic and what do you expect tonight?
Well, I expect the same thing. I mean, they don't change much. It's Dwight Howard. Then it's Dwight Howard. But you know what they do a great job of is surround him with complimentary players. I think they've always done a great job of that. And I think Stan this year is, I mean, I don't know if there's a guy that's done a better job when you think about the distractions. And getting guys to play. I think that's hard to do. It really is. And I don't think people have any idea how hard that is. And it's not, you know, we give Dwight credit. He's played terrific as well. But it's tough to get your teammates to play with that, too. And they've done it. They've done it well. So I think Stan deserves most of the credit.
Well, do all of these guys travel with you? You bring all the hurt guys?
I don't shit, Murph. I gotta get through the night. I'll worry about that when we travel. Honestly, I don't know. I mean, we give choices most of the time. Wink and Corinne, how are you guys doing?
Thought we were anonymous.
No, of course not. So we'll wait. I mean, obviously, we if we feel a guy's gonna play, we try to put him on the road with us. If we are positive he's not going to play, then they don't go on the road with us.
What was it like seeing Jeff Green?
Oh, it was awesome. It was great. You know, we kidded around a lot. We brought him in the morning in the breakfast, and it was really cool. I'm amazed, obviously. It was 2 weeks ago, and he's walking around, and you know, he looks normal. And obviously, because, you know, some of us are sarcastic, we made him mention that, you know, he's walking around and you guys who can't play, I mean, how tough are you? So the guy's got a big kick out of that. So, but it was great. Good to see him. He's a good kid, a really good kid. And the best news of the day is that he's going to be able to play again. You know, at least right now, that's what they're saying. And, I mean, that's unbelievable.
Don, you had an appreciation for the good things that Glenn did do when he was.
Yeah.
Getting some separation, you know, I know it was a difficult deal at times, but
yeah, but he did a lot of good things, and that's one of the things I just kept saying. Baby did a lot of great things for us. I mean, he was on the stage when we held up the ball, you know, and he played a big part of that. He really did. Played his role, especially that year. He was fantastic. He gave us a lot of laughs at times too, which is good for your locker room. But he did a lot of good things. He's a better player, sometimes I say, than his act, if you know what I mean. And I was very hard on him, still am when I talk to him, about being the player and not the act. Because I think Baby has a lot of good basketball left in him. When he focuses on that, he doesn't.
Talking today?
Not today. He's the enemy in town. No, I sent them something, and, you know, we talked right before the trade and all that stuff, so, but we'll talk afterwards.
Doc, just talking to him earlier, he said that now that he's kind of removed from Boston, he's got a better appreciation for some of the lessons that you were trying to teach him. I mean, is that pretty much what you kind of expect when guys kind of get away from the
school? Well, I mean, sometimes they do. Sometimes they hate you for life, you know, really. I mean, sometimes you just do what you think is good for him and you think what's good for the team. And I think all the guys, for the most part, wherever I've been, I figured that it was never personal. It's always about winning and always about making an individual a better player. I mean, I always tell them, I'm not going to coach you to where you're at now. I'm going to coach you to where we think you should be someday. And that's a never-ending process probably.
All right, who hates you for life?
Nobody. I don't know. I'm sure there's a lot.
Us.
Yeah. I was going to say that, but that would have taken too long.
Does it seem like every week you're playing against a former player, coaching against a former player?
Yeah, lately. There's no fun. Really, I don't like playing against guys that you care about. I mean, but it is what it is, and that's how our league is, so you just kind of get through it.
Doc, you just remark on Paul's ability recently to set up other guys and make plays for other guys.
Yeah, I mean, last night, I mean, he did basically everything. He rebounded for us. He made shots for us. He made passes for us. It's just terrific. You know, I think Paul getting his conditioning back and his timing back, I think what he did was he figured out, well, I'm going to be a playmaker first, and then my shot will come. You know, that's what it looked like. Watch him over the last three or four games, and now his shot is coming. So he's almost added another dimension to his game in some ways, and that's been good.
Thank you, Coach.
Thank you.